tables back okay. over from the
no, I took it. Okay. I took them back. Okay, so we've touched on some of the points in this article, but I want to bring it together. So, like I said, there are many articles that have been written in the last, 30, 40 years on the Kedusha of land that was conquered by the State of Israel based on the sugyas of Kippush Yachid, Yizrabim, etc. But this is one article, which at least in YU circles is probably the one that's most circulated because, it's a Ron Soloveitchik. So it gets circulated more than the others. But I want to at least give one perspective on how this comes halacha l'maisa, and then tomorrow we'll go on to it goes in gzeira l'gzeira. That'll take us probably one day, maybe two, and then we'll move on to Amud Bet, and then hopefully finish the perek next, few days. I don't know exactly what we'll do. I haven't said how many of the sugyas we'll do, but we. Shkoyach, then we'll make a nice siyah. Maybe we'll go out for, something. We'll have to figure out what we got for something. We'll go out for something. Bigger than these, coffee siyah they do every time they finish a sugya. We finished a Reb Chaim, we make a siyah. Right? No, we finished a Perek Biyah, and we'll make a siyah, okay? Everyone has to, feel that they're superior. Okay, so, Dina Shtachim Amuchzakim Ligami Mitzvah Atluya Paretz. So he says, Bivoenu Ladun B'Sheila Zo Aleinu B'Shlosh L'Chalka B'Shlosha Sugim Nifradim. So Ron Soloveitchik said, look, the question of the Kedusha of these lands, the territories that have been conquered, is divided into three questions. In three types of land. Aleph, Ashtachim Shem B'Shut Midian Yisrael V'Chenish So there are the parts of the land that are currently under Jewish control that were conquered in both of the biblical conquest, both of Yehoshua and of Ezra. Can you name a territory that falls under that category?
That was conquered.
That fits all three of those categories.
I feel like it's Syria.
Judea and Samaria.
Yes, how about Ephrat? Yeah, like you were there last night, Ephrat is a perfect one. Conquered in 67, conquered, it's part of Har Yehuda, so it was conquered by, in Yoshua, by Yehuda, who are the only people who bothered doing what they were supposed to do, right? In Ezra, yes. Much of Yehuda and Shomron. Correct. Okay, good. Bet. Hashtachim Shehem Birshut Yisrael V'chinesh B'shul Yidei Mitzrayim Aval Lo Nech B'shul Yidei Olei Bavel. Then there are things that were conquered by Yehoshua but were not conquered in the second Kedusha of Ezra, which according to the Gemara, right, the majority position that we paskin like, which is Kedusha Rishona Kitshad L'Sha'ata V'lo Kitshad L'Atid Lafo, right, that the Kedusha of Yehoshua after Korban Abayit, the Kedusha fell, but Kedushat Ezra is forever. So things that were conquered by Yehoshua, but not Ezra, but now we're conquered again by us. Okay? That's type of land too. Well, we'll see, right? That's a harder one to figure out which ones that means, right? Gimel's Ashtachim Shem Yisrael Keit Ach Lo Mishra Fiyol Yidei Olam Yisrael. And then there are things that modern state of Israel conquered that were not biblical Israel in either. A lot, yeah. Okay, so he says, "Bekeshem Sugar Rishon Atshuva Hibrura." He said, "So if you want to know whether they are kadosh, the answer to Ephrat, right? Ephrat category one, meaning Yoshua conquered it, Ezra conquered it, and the modern state of Israel conquered it. Is that kadosh b'kedusha aretz?
Yes.
Obviously, he said, "Atshuva Hibrura b'vaday shechayavim b'mitzvot atluyot baretz va'filo nimtzim b'rishit zol mene kedusha shniya kitchal l'shatav kitchal l'atid lavo." He said, "Really, that's a red herring." Right? The fact that it was conquered by the state of Israel is irrelevant, right? I mean, it's important. We like having it under our dominion. But Lomala Vilomorid, once it was conquered in both Yehoshua's time and Ezra's time, it is holy for all of eternity. And therefore, whether or not it's under Jewish control now, it is chayv in mitzvah to live baretz. So he said, therefore, is chayv and trumot umaser da'oraisa. So it depends. According to many Rishonim,
said it's clearly part of.
Well, yes. So he says, according to Rishonim who think that trumot umaser apply biblically in the rest of Israel, then it applies biblically there as well. Right? Biram, if you're a Ramah, Chayevim, not a Mashachim, Shuman Mazar, Rak, with the Ram, Mishim, this really, the Avla Gabi, Shuman Mazar, Bin, and Beat Kuchem, Lakar, Kambai, Chania, Yechivu, Shuman Mazar, Rak, Midi Rabbanan. The Ramah has a position in general, which is that not only, so the Gemara tells you that for Challah, Challah is only biblical obligated if you have majority of Klal Yisrael, possibly on their ancestral lands within Israel. Okay? No, not like bread. Like hafrashat challah. Challah doesn't mean bread. Challah means the taking of challah to the kohen, or we burn, that is, yes? So he says, so the Rambam extends that and said, all of Trumot and Masor are only chai biyat kulchem, which means until you have a majority of Klal Yisrael possibly on their ancestral lands, so Trumot and Masor are only rabbinic everywhere in Israel, so then they're rabbinic in, you know, Yehuda and Shomron also. But the point is, there's no distinction. Right? Whatever you think about one, you think about the other. That's category one. That's easy. Okay, good. One whole category, done. Right?
Simple. That's getting to the hard stuff.
Well, yeah, it's just like, you know, you look at the article, oh, look, we're a third in. No, we're one paragraph in, because that requires no analysis. Right? The rest of it.
Eight pages?
Eight? I think it was eight. Is it ten?
Four pages. Yeah, it's five pages.
I shouldn't have printed up the last one. The last page is like, it's a waste.
Oh, yeah,
like, ridiculous.
Nine.
Eight. Just like, I don't know what happened there. Okay, fine. Ulam. Said that was clear, but the second category, namely conquered in the time of Yehoshua, not conquered by Ezra, conquered by the modern state of Israel. The answer is not nearly as clear as yes. Right? Category one, the answer was just yes, 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 and yes. Right? That was easy. The answer to this one is not. Said, "O tama hashtachim shenichbashu rak al yedei olei Mitzrayim v'lo yedei olei Bavel, bivaday shelo chalal em v'dushes rabatem shechuzu al yedei medina Yisrael." He said, "That category halachically we know that until the modern state of Israel were they holy?
Yes.
No, those that were conquered only by Yoshua, but not by Ezra, since we paskin that kedusha rishana bitla." Right? I mean, Kichad l'sha'atav lo kichad l'atid lavo was only holy until Churban HaBayit. So therefore, if it wasn't conquered by Ezra, it's not holy. Hashayla hi lefichach im ha-kibush ha-medina Yisrael ma'aveh shinui b'matzav ha-shtachim ha-lalu v'im la'achar shenichbashu al-yidei tzva Yisrael nitkashu b'kidushat Yisrael mikoach ha-alacha shal kibush. The question is, now that the Tzva Hagana Yisrael conquered them, is that their second kibush? And do they now become holy even though they weren't conquered by Ezra? Betzama she'elai and gives ze nechshav lekibush rabim lo kim nanech shekibush nechav shebektor kibush yachid great as baruch shalom chalash shachim ala kedushat et some mishum shenavos kim ke Rabbi Yosi the kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. And he said, therefore the question is, since we paskin like Rabbi Yosi that what? Kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. Right? You know that sukkah we've been doing for a week?
Yes.
That one? Not weeks, but a week. You're like, it feels like forever. But it wasn't. It was only a week. Since we paskin, the kibush yachid is not effective. So the question is this called kibush rabim? Yes? The afal pi the kaimel on the surish, like dushat eretz yom midi rabbanan, and you know we passed about Syria, right? Syria, that it has rabbinic kedusha hainu davka Syria. That's only Syria. Av kibush yachir acher, enum ave kedusha yachir klal af yulom midi rabbanan. But any other lands, either it's full or nothing. I mean, there's no like special rabbinic degree. Either it is or it is not. Okay? So, Kedei shenuchal lachria b'sheila. So to answer this question, aleinu lahagdir et amihut shel kibush rabim lumat mihut kibush yachid. And this is where I told you that what seemed like to you probably, you know, an antiquated shaila. Oh, what does this relevance have to do with our life? Suddenly, oh, it does have relevance in our life. You know, this is not just lumdus. The lumdus is beautiful. Also, it's also halacha l'maisa. Yaakov was trying to convince me we should do bracha next year. Because, you know, it affects our life. I'm like, what's wrong with Avodah Zarah? What, it doesn't affect our life on a daily basis? See, it does. No less than brachos.
Is this very far pan out of Avodah Zarah right now?
Is it not Masechet? Masechet. I don't like.
No, meaning what we're currently doing. We were doing this. We did mezuzah into the place of lands and now territory.
Were these sugyot all not on avod, like from our daf?
Originally, it did.
This is not.
I don't know. Usually, when we get the pages, it means like it's
look,
not necessarily here.
Look at what did he just quote?
He quoted
the since we pasken like the daf that we are on in avodah zarah. Yes, this is a derivative of the sugya we just learned on the Daf Chaf Aleph of Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
Wasn't like
that long ago.
Not that long ago. It's right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like, oh, it was a week ago. No, it's now. We're still on that daf. That's why we're doing this. Point is, yes, Masechet Avodah Zarah is also Lemaisa. It's just that, you know, it's not the shadow that you ever would have thought of. Masechet Brachot is like things you think of on a regular basis.
Sounds fun.
What? We're not going to do Brachot. I think I've convinced Ray Ginsburg. It sounds like I've convinced him to do Menachot for next year. Menachot.
Why? Present? Menachot is...
It's a Masechta.
Yeah,
what does it deal with?
Mostly Karbonot, but several blot of it, Stam. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. We'll probably start with that and then move to Kachav. You're like, no.
Are we buying us with
inside? I'm like,
are we buying us with position?
Korbanot was a
what?
Korbanot was kind of a decline because it's not current yet.
Why don't we do Menachos Be'in?
It was interesting.
I learned it a long time ago.
I have nothing to do with the Kiyas.
That's where I got. That's where I learned the Pasuk.
You don't usually do the same as after for both, so I don't know. Okay.
Toss the bread.
Fine. We have obey the kaim. Not that I have nothing against brachot, I just don't think we should be doing a morning seder. We have obey the kaim alunder shuriyah. Sorry. So he says. So now let's go through the shitot. Right. Remember. Let's just trace. Remember what I said. Let's trace through the shitot, and you'll see where it emerges. So now we're about to do that. Right. So this it better sound familiar to you. You're like, geez, that it sound familiar. I know I did it on Thursday.
Bad luck once. Please give it to me again.
It was Thursday. It was so long ago.
Wait, no.
So much has happened since then.
Very, I feel like we're like in
we're just going that far
back. Las Vegas, you know, gambling.
Like Thursday, you know.
Okay, it was just Thursday. I probably remember.
And Wednesday and Tuesday and Monday. We did this for a few days.
Then it's getting shady. We'll see. I don't know.
Your memory lasts only 3 days?
No, not necessarily.
One day.
That's him. He's not speaking for me.
If only they could see your eye roll.
There should be a key you press that just like puts a little.
I will remind you. I don't know why this halacha slips into my mind right now. This mishnah, in fact, but that anyone who forgets any of their Torah learning, hareze mitchayev benafsho. If he dies, it's his own fault. I don't know why that came into my mind. No idea.
Just an idea, you know. We're all discussing how we forget our Torah, forget our learning.
Death. Yes.
And that's why you should always do chazor.
Yes, exactly. Chazor. And they're like, there must be some other explanation of that mishnah.
Please don't tell me I'm just.
Oh, there are other explanations of the mishnah, but I won't tell them to you. Not now, anyways. First, I want you to feel guilty. Then I'll make you feel less guilty. Let's start with guilty. Let's see how that goes. Lefi Rashi, so Rashi says. Hakibush shel Syria nechshav kibush yachid mipnei she David kavash et Syria litzarko shelo pi urim vitumim ubli shishim ribo. Right, remember Rashi?
Yes, you need to have.
He said three things: Sorech, who's it for? 600,000 urim vitumim. Right, those were his three factors, and we spent a lot of time trying to figure out which one was primary. Right?
Yeah, I thought we only gave two, not three, or we added later.
Well, we what? Meaning he. It's not clear which one is primary for him, but he said has those three things in it, right? Hakibush shel Yehoshua miidach gisai hakibush rabim al pi urim vitumim vayushim shishir rabba kafshil tzarach kulam. Right, all three factors did happen in kibush Yehoshua, national, right? For the right 600,000 people for the country al pi adibur. Okay, so get ze gidro shel kibush rabim lefi Rashi. That's Rashi. B Biram, Lefiatos vote. That is also good because this article will remind you of all the shita that you have forgotten since Thursday. Right? That's Rashi. Biram, Lefiatos vote. Tosu said, if it's the land promised to Avram, it doesn't matter who did it. It's about order. Right? Sifrei, or we said Rishus. Correct. And Tosfos quotes the Sifrei. Again, we talked a lot about whether, in fact, Tosfos thinks the Sifrei is identical to the Bavli, not identical to the Bavli. Right? Might depend on the Tosfos. Okay. The same thing. I thought there was a difference in terms of whether they thought the Bavli agreed with the Sifrei or not, but they do both say it, right? But I think they argue about whether that's considered Rabim or not, and we've talked about that, right? Whether it's about national, right, a national vision, the Koshi and the Rishut Lichvosh Nikra Chotzaris, and also one of them focuses on order, one of them Rishus. He calls Mashal Kavash Kajelo Hayelo Rishut Lichvosh Chotzaris. Shari Bishash David Kavash Surya Haita Adain Yushalayim Rishut Hayivusi. Okay.
But are you understanding by national vision as a sort of rabbing thing?
What?
Are you understanding national vision as a sort of rabbing?
Well, that's how I would defend the Sifrei as being synonymous with the Bavli, correct?
Okay.
Right. But it could just be that the Sifrei argues with the Bavli, right? That the Bavli needs Rabim, and the Sifrei says it's not about Rabim, it's about order.
Yeah, okay.
Correct, right? That's what we talked about. Is the Sifrei the same as the Bavli, or possibly not?
Or they interpret it differently.
Correct, meaning can you interpret the Sifrei in such a way that it will work with the Bavli or not? Fine. Shitara Rama mi of Yanit. Kshara maskir agel shel kibush rabim lumat kibush yachid o mesh kibush rabim hu kibush al yedei melech o navi midat rov yisrael midat beit din hagadol. Right, when the Rambam talks about rabim, he talked about king midat rov yisrael, right, etc. Though he notes that in Trumot, right, Bilchot Trumot, Masker Raman Drisha Shal Midat Rov Yisrael, Ulam Bilchot Melachim, Masker Drisha Shal Dat Beit Din Hagadol, Biram Ksharam Dan Bisturia, Hu Omer She Surya Nachshav Elad Shal Menat Torah, Mishum Shafa Pishet David Kavash Et Surya Pi Beit Din Hagadol, Mikol Makom Beoto, Sha'alo Ita Dayin Kol Et Shakvu Shabi Ad Yisrael. Remember, we talked about this. Halacha Bet, the Rambam says, Ravim is about king and Klal Yisrael. Halacha Gimel, Syria is not Kadosh because of order. Right, he seems to bifurcate.
There's different.
What did you say again?
Bifurcate. Okay. Divide into two.
Okay.
Right, split.
The first, well, it's within the idea of it being in order. While you're doing,
well, correct, but that's not the same as Rabim for him. Those are two different halachot. Remember.
Well, what do you mean that
Syria was kibush yachid?
No, it was kibush Rabim.
Both of them.
But it was not kadosh because we're in the wrong order. Right, he had two different halachot. Remember, halacha bet he introduces rabim as one factor. Halacha gimel he introduces order as a second, totally different factor. Right, as if the Bavli is one halacha and the Sifrei is another. Right, great. Roim anu shaharambam kshudan binyan surya azu masker dobe or shaltos which is surya nachshavet lekibush yachid. Right, meaning if you have forgotten everything, he is now summarizing all the shitot that we have seen. Right, not necessarily all the analysis we've done, because I didn't follow him on every little point, and I noted where you could argue, right? But many of the main shitot, if you forgot them, now you should remember them, because we've just gone back through Rashi, Tosfot, and the Rambam.
I just realized now, but we mentioned before that Ezra, when it was conquered in Ezra's time, it'd be okay to still take back, as opposed to if it was only.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Whoever said anything about whether it was okay or not okay to take back?
Okay, well, we have.
I'm asking you a halacha of whether it's kadosh for two trumos and maestros.
Okay, it was when I mean for kadosh. It's easy to say it has kadosh when it was Yeshua and Ezra.
It's only kadosh automatically if it was Yeshua and Ezra. And correct.
And if it was Yeshua but not Ezra.
It is not.
It was Ezra and then us. It is. It is though.
Oh, that's the question of whether there's anything that was like that. Ezra conquered less.
Ezra conquered less.
You know, since I know you're a bucky and say for Ezra.
Like your son.
and you are fully aware of all details of Sefer Ezra, you know how huge his conquest was. Not at all. Right, that's the point. It was like, Kazekatan.
But Ezra didn't use the fact. Ezra also do like Yeshua and made sure 600,000 for the country and had permission.
Yeah,
if Yeshua did it, why is he not getting as much?
How many people came up as Manoshel Ezra? How many people came in the time of Ezra?
I'm a buck yet.
Donnie, how many people came in the time of Ezra?
What meaning I want?
How many people came to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra?
10,000.
You're like, how am I supposed to know? Where would I even find this? Why don't you get me a Tanakh and open up to Sefer
Ezra?
Wow.
You
know. Yay!
Somebody needs to get the food, by the way. She's outside.
Because he's just texted.
Because he's looking at his phone.
No, I was doing this second.
Ezra!
Should I go?
The Book of Ezra.
Yeah. Maybe should I go while you're looking it up?
No.
He's doing this for us. It's kind of weird for us then to go help with the food, even though it's...
Joseph, you could go.
What?
You could go.
This is literally my question. Donnie, you could go. You claim to know Ezra already.
Here, look. Not only does Ezra tell you how many people, he tells you who. Who? Every family. Right? How many per family, right? You go, Perek Bet, Pasuk Gimel of Ezra, b'nei parosh, alpayim me'ah shivim mushnayim, b'nei shvatiyah, shlosh me'ah v'shivim mushnayim. And it goes on.
What, they have like maybe 1,000?
They... Okay, I just read the first one, which was 2,000.
Oh, whoa.
So, sure. 2,172. I don't know how you then say... So Charles...
I thought how big of a family this was. I thought it was like when Yaakov's family came from left
Mitzrayim. Right? So the total number is... And here it is. Perek Bet, Pasuk, Samach Dalet. Kol Haka'al Kechad, Arba Ribo, Alpayim Shlosh Meot Veshishim. 42,360. So does that answer your question? Were there 600,000 people there? No, there was 1/15th of that. Kashan Rashi. Do you remember when I said that maybe Shishim Rebo doesn't really mean 600,000 Mamish? It means the Tzarech Yisrael. You know why I thought that? Because I've read Ezra, and Ezra said there were only 42,000 people there, and that's the Kedusha that's eternal. Where were the other 500 and almost 60,000 people? 500, you know, Achari there. You know what the answer is? Bumming around in Chutz La'aretz. That's why the Book of Ezra and Nehemiah is Ezra and Nehemiah getting angry about the bums who are not around. And the ones who are around are the ones who are intermarried. It's quite a, you know...
In other words, make aliyah.
Yes, exactly. In other words, read Ezra and make aliyah. Infomercial for Israel.
Learning to not outside of Israel.
Okay, somebody go. Yitz's.
I got it.
By some, I didn't mean everybody. But, yes. Learn Ezra. Okay. Good. We are now pausing because we need to do chesed.
Let's say
for Mitzvah. I mean, I don't think you're chayav Mikra Din to go while you're in the middle of Shir to help her, but I think it's a nice thing to do because, you know,
right.
I feel bad that she's waiting outside with the food. So if Yitz can't actually do it because he's not here, because he's in Yerushalayim. Well, oh, he's helping Max. Then someone should help her bring him the food, and then we can go back to Shir. Look, hopefully this
is still recording.
Yes. Look, hopefully it's just annoying for me to pause it and then have to splice it. And it never works when I try to actually pause the thing. It just doesn't work.
You just end up starting a whole
thing. Yeah, and then I have to merge them. Yes. But yes, we actually do know how many people there were, and it was, you know, not quite 600,000.
Yeah.
42,000. What was it?
42,200.
It's 42,000. It's definitely not 600,000.
No,
for sure.
It's not. It's 42,360. Now, admittedly, you can continue, right? It says plus the slaves, right? So that was another 7,337.
49,000.
Right.
Okay.
And they also had 200 male singers and female singers. Their horses were 736. Their mules were 245. Their camels were 435. Their donkeys, 6,720. So if we count all the people...
56.
So if we count the people, the freemen, the slaves... the singers, for some reason it's a different category, the horses, the mules, and the camels, we still would be under, you know, 60,000.
Yeah.
And that being quite generous to count the animals towards our count of 600,000, which there's no Havamina that we should count them.
But 600,000, that men between the age of 20 and 50, like it was.
So that's why I assume, in general, Shishim Ribo doesn't mean Mamish Shishim Ribo, right? It's a way of saying national, right?
Right.
Right, because obviously, yes, in the Gemara, the reference to the Gemara is obviously the Psukim, we're talking about 600,000 men between 20 and 60. Right? Kiyotzei Mitzrayim.
Well, there is more. There is women and children, which...
Correct, and that's why the number, that's what I'm saying, the number, simplest shot is that it's a symbolic number.
It's roughly around 3 million,
right? You know, do the math, whatever it was, right? You know, there's no way of figuring out, but if you assume that there was approximately the same number of women for men, right, and then, you know...
each had 2 kids or something. Oh, no, way more.
You know, however many kids they had, so what, a few million.
Each woman had 6 kids in Egypt.
You know, you don't assume, like, the Midrash.
That's right. A Midrash that each woman had 6 kids.
Did you think it was a pasuk?
It's
not.
I was taught that they were...
It's not.
I was taught the same way. So.
It's not. It's not a pasuk. So even if you don't assume that, let's say, you know, they had a few kids.
Two kids, like 3, yeah.
However many kids they had, right?
It's a lot.
You know, yes, it's going to be several million. Not quite... yes, please.
Let's go.
Are they down with this?
No. They have to bring the stuff back to her.
Yeah, but you know. Yeah. Look, it's one of those things that I think you can only get to the pshat that 600,000 means mom is 600,000 if you have never, ever... Rashi has, in fact, read Sefer Ezra. That's not the point.
Right?
That, remember when I said that...
He just says Shishim.
Correct. So that was what I said. So either you understand Rashi as being symbolic, right? Shishim Ribo means for the nation, or you mean Litzorech Israel, meaning, like... even though there were only 42,000 people coming, they were doing it on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael.
Mind the two, though, also.
Right, because you could say that what he meant is on behalf of, I mean, put it this way, the 40,000 people who were in Eretz Yisrael, they were conquering on behalf of Klal Yisrael Bagola.
Right?
Meaning, that's why I said, Rashi, either you have to accept Litzorech, and he means even the people in Klal Yisrael, or he means it as all of Klal Yisrael, whoever that is.
Halach Lemaisa, the 6 day war, there was definitely not 600,000 soldiers.
Right. Well, that's only if you think it means soldiers, which is what the Ra'ah saw in Rashi. But again, that's what I said. That's a very hard read. Correct. That's what I said. It's a very hard read because it's a, you know, that's quite a huge army, right? It's, you know, it's 20 times the size of the entire army of Belgium, you know.
I believe half the size of the America.
And about half the size of the standing army of America.
Right.
Right.
Which is 1.2 million.
Which is 1.3 million or so. Yeah, that's where we looked it up last week. But 20 times the full army of Belgium. Full. Not standing. Full.
What do you mean standing? Like,
standing army is who's active.
Yeah.
Right? Like, not like, in theory.
Reserves.
Right. America has 17 million in reserves if we needed. Or something like that. Right. According to Wikipedia. Right, not this is not like state. This is not like state secrets. Right, this isn't like state secrets. This is like Wikipedia. I don't know.
That's a lot of. That's a lot. Of
well, why so many?
A lot of people.
So that we can conquer Belgium.
I think New Jersey could conquer Belgium if we wanted to. Like just the state troopers in New Jersey could conquer Belgium.
Somehow I doubt that,
probably
but okay.
Not true.
Probably
let's
not.
Say New York.
New York, we
New
could.
New York for sure.
New York could definitely take on Belgium. Okay, let's continue. Yosef will come whenever he's done. Okay. Fine. So then he notes. So Varnzovich continues that based on this, what do you see? So Reinu Anusha Rambam Kshudan Binyan Surya Zumaskar Tabir Shaltozer Sur Nashav Lakibush Yachum Shum Shabashash David Kavash and Surya Loita Kalart and La Ramavinu Biad is Shabi Shlaima Tai Dai Mishilton Yu see. Hello, Rakshatozer was Armam Shisuri Nashav Lakibush Yachum Shum Shed David Loyal Rishut Lichwash and Surya calls Mancha Chelak Mirtsra Loya Kibush Biadina. Right, so then he notes another distinction, right? And this is something I noted. That the difference between how the Rambam and Tosfos quote the Sifrei is it about Rishus or is it about order? According to the Rambam, it's about
order.
Because he had Rishus, because he asked, right? Right? Because the Rambam says that he conquered Syria on the basis of what the Beis Din told him. Which means that according to the Rambam, first of all, it's two halachot. Rabin plus order, and he thinks it's order, not Rishus. Because he thinks he had Rishus. They asked Sanhedrin.
Right.
Right? As opposed to Tosfos, who focuses on Rishus. Right? Mikomakom kibush Surya, and next time the kibush Rabin, Mishim Shosh, kibush Surya, Lohaisar, Dain Yushalam Bide. Shom, Bram Bishosha, Rambam, Don Bimuhus, kibush Rabin, Mumad, kibush Yachid. Right, so again, the Rambam says, unlike Tosfos, that it seems to be at order and not Rishus, and that it is distinct from Rabim. Right, those are two different halachot, and that it's about order and not Rishut. That's the second category. Right?
It's about order and not Rishut.
I mean, Rabim isn't about either. And the second halacha, which introduces an halacha gemol, is about order and not rishut, because he had rishut. He asked the Sanhedrin HaGadol.
Those requirements aren't for Rabim, first of all, and then he says they're rishuts.
Right, meaning the Rambam is two categories. Rabim is just about melech al pi rov Yisrael, right? And then the Rambam says, and you need the sifrei, but he focuses on the order issue, not the rishut issue, because he says David had rishut. David asked the Sanhedrin. So mechechev and Rambam omesh kibush Rabim kibush al yidei. Melech Yisrael midas bezen agadav u'atzma reu omer shadavid kavash shalaya pi bezen agadav im kena itzit zrichat shoyal in nechshavet bitor kibush Rambam kibush yachid madu omer agmar shetzir nechshavet kibush yachid. But he said, wait a second, I understand. According to the Rambam, Syria was kibush Rabim or yachid?
Rabim!
Just in the wrong order, and therefore it wasn't kadosh. Right? V'im nemar she yishan halach miyuchedesh kol zman shal nechbasham. Sorry, sheyesh na halach miyuchedesh kol zman shal nechbasham kol zman kedusha yachal yichol lachol al makamot nasevim kem adua tolav gemara as kibush suriyam sheyelet kibush yachal shmei kibush. This is what we said, right? We said the Rambam sees two independent halachot. The problem is that the gemara says suriyah is not kadosh because of kibush rabim yachid. Right? I mean, kibush yachid. The Rambam says it was kibush rabim
but
in the wrong order. So why does the Gemara say that Syria is not Kadosh because of
Kibush
Yachid? Hari atam shein kedusha b'kedusha d'artzol mishum shein kedusha chala al mekamot nosafim lo mishum kibush Yachid. What is the Rambam talking about? Says the Shamati Me'achi Agon Rabbi Yosef Dov Zatzal Teres Nachon. The Rav, my brother, the Rav, right? Rabbi Yosef Ber. Okay, the Rav gave the right answer. He said, "Hine Rambam Kosov," and this was, we read this a little bit last week, but now I'll read it again. Kosov Akum Shekana Karka Beitz Yisrael Ofkia Mina Mitzvos El Arehi Bekedusha Salavishon Kosov Yisrael Velachom Imenu Eina Kikimus Yochid El Mafresh Trumos Umaisers Maybe Grim Vakom and Ataraki Lonim Krol Akum Meolam Yiskin and Akum Visuri Lefkim and Ezra Meshvieski Boshi Yisboer. Remember Alach Yud, right? That if you held, right, that a non-Jew that buys land in Eretz Yisrael, because we paskin that a guy doesn't have the ability to remove Kedush Zahar, right? If a Jew buys it back, it's not Kibush Yachid. Right? Remember that halacha? Harei mevur b'loshon Rambam de'im yesh kenyan bin anachri lafkiyam yidei chumun u'maizr v'yisrael chazav lakach miyad akum. But the implication were that if a guy had the ability to remove Kedusha and then a Jew bought it back, it would be Kibush. Right, im nemar kibush yachid shmei kibush. If kibush yachid worked, azar karka chozer mishadesh be kedushas eretz yisrael deshuka eid vershus yisrael bozesh chazer lachem anakum. Buying it would be enough to bring back kedusha. Roim anu shalafia man darman kibush yachid shmei kibush. Einen zukukim ma'isam alchamo ma'isa kibush. The kaddish of karka kedushas yisrael brako uvdasha karka yibushus yisrael. Which means that according to the Shita, this Shita, you don't need kibush, you don't need conquest. What do you need? Remember, we talked about this last week. You don't need conquest, you need that it is in Jewish hands. Right? Goremet shetachol kdusha ala kargafil b'lim l'chama. Umayse kibush, klal. Im ken yicholam anolomar, dofi arama mageder shekibush yachud, shekibush no nasa yidei melech o navi midas rov yisrael bezna gadol. Which means that maybe according to the Rambam, kibush yachud means non-national kibush, meaning without a navi, without Rov Yisrael or Bezdin or a melech. Amnam a kibush shel Surya b'shato lohay kibush yachid klal kibush rabin mechemish nasei de David haMelech al pi Bezdin agadol. Now, according to that logic, is Syria kibush rabin? Absolutely, right? It was national, right? David did it al pi Bezdin. Ella, Ella. However, sheyeshna halacha acheret. There's a second halacha. The kol zman sh'aretz nitna l'Avraham Avinu u'nichshama avdeinu azein kedusha eretz yisrael chala al mekamot nosafim. But there's a second halacha, which is that until you've conquered all primary land that was promised to Avram, you can't allow overflow. Yes. Hadin hazeh shayach afilu mandarim kibush yachid shmei kibush, and that's true even according to the one who thinks that kibush yachid is shmei kibush. Right, that's the chiddush. Mishum shezeu din miyuchad.
What do you mean by kibush?
Even if you think that kibush yachid shmei kibush, meaning it works, mm-hmm. Right? The Rambam's arguing that even kibush yachid shmei kibush will say that if it's done in the wrong order, it won't be kadosh because he thinks the sifra is an independent halacha, right? Okay. Order. Yes.
Okay.
Mishum shezeu din miyuchad in kedusha yichol halacha shachem nisafim v'im kein afilu l'remeir desvir lei the kibush yachid shmei kibush mikom makom b'shatok shadavid kavash shirilo heita adayin kedusha yichol halacha. Therefore, even though David was within his rights to conquer Syria, it wasn't kadosh. Yes. Biram. However, lefi Rabbi Meir disvir lei kibush yachid shmei kibush amrin dini he was a shashad kavash kishad David kavash shirilo heita adayin kedusha yichol halacha. Dushim mikom makom achras mangsham melech David kavash is called Yerushalayim midei v'usiv called Eretz Yisrael shenit alav raminu nichbashav hei shapir chalas kedusha al Surya. But he said, but now why does it matter kedusha whether kibush yachid is kadosh or not? Because he said, according to the one who says kibush yachid shmei kibush, then you don't need a new Maisa Kenyan or new Maisa Kibush. What do you need? It just needs to be in Jewish hands. But if you hold Kibush Yachid Lashme Kibush, then what does that tell you? That you need
a new Maisa Kibush.
That, right? The act of Kibush itself must be done when it is mutter. Right? Or when it could, right? Meaning, according to the sheet of Kibush Yachid Shme Kibush, right, the very fact that a single person holds on to it is enough to qualify as kadosh, as long as the rest of Eretz Yisrael is kadosh. But if you think it kibush yachid lashme kibush, that means you need two things: the order, and then you need, after it's in the right order, you need what? An active, good maisa kibush. Right, meaning the sanctification has to happen in the right order. right? According to Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, it doesn't. It just, right, meaning while it's in the wrong order, it won't be Kadosh. But once all of Eretz Yisrael is conquered, then it will become Kadosh from now on. But if you hold Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush, that means that the act of Kibush, meaning the act of a public Kibush, must be when? In the right order. Right? Right? You understand the difference? According to Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, I mean, everyone agrees that until all of Israel is conquered, the rest of the land that you conquer isn't holy. The question is, will it become holy automatically once you've conquered everything on the inside? And the Rav argue that that's the difference between Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush and Lav Shmei Kibush. Because if you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, so then you don't need a national Masa Kibush to sanctify it.
Why not?
Because you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush.
Ah,
right? That it is good, and therefore it will happen as soon as you conquer everything in Israel. Anything that an individual Jew happens to hold in the periphery will automatically become kadosh.
Okay.
Right, but if you hold kibush yachid lav shmei kibush, then it won't happen until what? There's a new act of kibush because you need a national kibush in the right time.
By kibush, you mean by controlling or?
So that's really what the Rav was arguing, is that if you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, then an individual doesn't conquer, he just owns land. He might fight for it, he might buy it, but therefore what's important is him owning it, right, in control of it. But if you hold Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush, it's not just about control. It means that there has to be a formal act of taking it over, right, not just having it, but taking over.
So what's the difference?
The difference is, what happens if you conquered it beheter?
Okay.
But before all of Israel was Kadosh.
Okay.
So he says, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush says, as long as the Jew controls it, and all of Israel is conquered, it's Kadosh. Yeah. And therefore, even though I did it in the wrong order, so you're right. Until the mainland of Israel was holy, wasn't holy either.
At that certain time, it wasn't Kadosh. But when
If you hold Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush, so then what's important isn't just holding on to it, is that there was a moment where I conquered it and made it holy.
By you staying there, you made it holy.
No, not by staying, by coming in. There's a difference. That's the point. And therefore, the Rav says, why does this depend on Kibush Yachid? Right? This is our question. Right? If Syria was Kibush Rabim, yes, then why is it that the Rambam says it's not Kadosh because it was in the wrong order? Right? But the Gemara calls it Kibush Yachid, but according to the Rambam, it was Kibush Rabim. So the Rav argued, yes and no. It was Kibush Rabim, but it was in the wrong order. And therefore, if you hold the Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush, that means that what matters, is not just the order, but is an active Maisa Kiddush, right, of Kiddush Aretz.
Afterwards, you mean.
Afterwards, exactly. You're right, it was Kibush Rabim, but the reason it's not holy is for the same conceptual reason that Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush, namely that what makes it holy isn't just holding on to it, but having an active Kiddush. And therefore, since it was in the wrong order, Memela,
you shouldn't count that time.
Bidiyuk, and that's a derivative of the position of Kibush Yachid. Yes. Oh yeah.
Well.
Okay. Okay. So that was this explanation. Let's skip down. Okay, so now let's skip down, right? Since I basically summarized everything that was there, right? Now he says, "Vine Chazonish Hikshem Mahu Aber B'Divrei Rambam the Manushachim Kibush Hava Yidei Ze Shekol Shevet Kavash Chelko Nechshav Kibush Yachid Im Gin Mam Whole Yeshua Bazesh Chilk Ez Erchol Shvatim." Right. So remember the Rambam's position that Yeshua divides up the land such that when the Shvatim divide it, it's Kibush Rabim. Chazonish said why? What do you need that for? So he said, so Rav Aharon Zalvejit, continuing on this conceptual model, says, "Vanirash shitas haramam he." You don't just need a national war. Right? It's not conquest per se. It's any national act of kiddush, which could be war or could be chaluka. Right? The way Rav Aharon Zalvejit wants to read the Rambam is, it's not that Yehoshua divided it up and then the Jews conquered it and then it became kadosh. So no, the act of Chalukah itself was a national act of Kiddush. Because the division, right, that the nation got together and divvied up the land, that is a formal act. Right? I mean, it's not war per se. Right, that was the sanctification.
Let me just read the sentence.
It says, and he said, what's the svara? Because it comes from a pasuk. That God will bring you into the land that you inherited, and it'll be good for you and better than your fathers. Nimsasha kol chalos din shel kibush rabim, hu chalos din shel yerushas kol Yisrael shelach lo lahavas ben aydei milchama shenazah dey melech midas bez nagodol ben aydei chalukas ar shenazah afi aydei melech midas bez nagodol. The Rambam is reading it as kibush rabim means any act of taking over the land that happens in a national way. War, division, I don't care. Right? And that's the Rambam's point. But again, what he says is critical is that once you paskin that you need kibush rabim, what you're really saying is that you need a moment of sanctification. Right? Not, it can't just be a state of sanctification. It can't happen retroactively.
In other words,
it can't, right? It has to be that once the order is reached, now I sanctify it. Right? Kibush yachid says no, it can even happen after the fact, right? If a Jew holds on to it, it's kadosh as long as all conditions are met. If you hold kibush rabim, you need a formal act of sanctification. Yes?
So, you say, okay, I understand what you're saying, but does that make a difference if you say it's a kibush rabim or not?
Of course it makes a difference.
No, you said you have to say that if it's a kibush rabim or not.
Correct.
Okay, so...
Right, because that's part of, that's the maisa kiddush. If you paskin the kibush yachid lav shmei kibush,
okay.
So in order to make it holy, it needs to be defined as a kibush rabim. Okay. So whatever act it is that you do, once all of Eretz Yisrael is conquered, you need to be able to point to that act and say, that is national. If you can't, then it doesn't work.
Before the order, you mean?
No, after the order.
Ah.
No, he's saying, according to kibush rabim, must be in the right order, because since what's important is a maisa kiddush, you only do a maisa kiddush when you can make it kadosh. Right?
Because you have to sanctify it by...
And you can only do that in the right order.
While it is kiddush.
What?
While it is kiddush.
When it's possible to do kiddush.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Because once, right, once it's in the right order, then you can do it. Okay. So now he says...
Rambam says that?
That's how he understands the Rambam. So now... I really do want to finish this today. Okay. So, la'achar kol ha'amur aleinu litbanein b'tanai adin shel kibush rabim l'fi shenoshon, no, l'fi Rashi atanayim shel kibush rabim. So now let's summarize. According to Rashi, you need kibush yal pirum v'tumim, shishishim ribush tatva b'kibush, right, 600,000 urim v'tumim, v'vitosvos atanai shel kibush rabim v'shivushas ha'kibush amakom v'nosavim tiyeh shenil avram avinu kibush adachat yadenu. Tosvos just order, and the Rambam has this combination shita, yes? So now let's just bring it halacha l'maisa. So now he says, "Hava." Skip to the next paragraph. Hava nachdor lavin shitat hashem note. Let's try to understand each shita. So, okay, I'm going to run through this a little bit because that took a little bit longer than it should have. He says, what is the connection? Remember we talked about this between Shishim Ribo and Sorech. Right? Remember Rashi says two things. 600,000 and David did it with Sorko and not with Sorech Rabim. Right? So he says what he understands according to Rashi, and this is what I suggested as well, right? That Rashi holds the kibush rabim urak kishakibush mityaches l'kol Yisrael kechativ achat. Right? What Rashi really wants is that the conquest relates to all of Israel at once. Klomark shivush al pidin mitachez kol Israeli kiguf echav lo korak v'ravot yichidim. Right, meaning it's a national conquest, not many hundreds of thousands of people, but Israel as a nation. How do you do that? So you need two things. Numbers and purpose. No, not permission. Purpose. Right? If he says, right, that's what makes a rabbin. Lutzorech Yisrael and with the presence of Yisrael. Yes?
He gets rid of the other one with permission.
But he hasn't? No, he's just saying on this. Okay? Now he says, what about Dibur? Right? What's the function of Dibur? So remember I said this? That there's two ways of understanding why Rashi needs a Rumatumim. One is the way Ramoshinaria, whichever article it was, which was literally you need Urim Vetumim because that's part of Kiddush. Or, remember what I was Medayik based on the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash? The Urim Vetumim, when do you are allowed to ask questions of the Urim Vetumim? For national questions. Right? Therefore, Varon Soloveitchik argues that all Rashi is saying is that this must be national, right? Urim Vitumim is a way to make it national. Well, that's what he says in the next paragraph. Okay. This is how he understands Rashi, and actually he thinks Tosos says this as well. Okay, I'm going to... Now he notes that there are Siros and Tosvos. Okay, now he gets into very complicated things in Tosvos, which I really would like to get this. But I feel like you guys don't want to spend another day on this, and neither do I. Right? Even though I think we really should at this point. Okay, so he gets into complicated things about the exact order of the land. And you know that it depends on which part that they're in. Now he notes that in the Sefer of Sefer Hilchot Yisrael of the tour, that anything which is it described in Bamidbar as kadosh, even an individual, if someone would go and buy it, it would become kadosh. Which shows that there is sort of this kedusha to the right. So he makes a whole argument, basically, in the later part of the article, that there are these rather there's sort of a background kedusha to a lot of different areas in Eretz Yisrael, which ones we can't get into. But if you remember, we've talked a lot about the Shem Eretz Yisrael, historical Eretz Yisrael, and the like. Okay, so now I'll just skip down to his conclusion, okay? Even though I really wanted to do more, but fine. So he says, based on all this, what's the halacha? Right? Are the lands that were conquered in the time of Yeshua, but not in Ezra, are they holy? Right? If the state of Israel conquers it. So he argues that according to Rashi, if you really need a Urim V'Tumim, the answer is then it's not Kadosh because you don't have a Urim V'Tumim. If you think that that Rashi just thinks you need it to be national, so then right, so he said, look, you don't have 600,000. He said, first of all, you don't have 600,000, right? You don't have a Urim V'Tumim. So according to Rashi, he thinks probably not. Though again, you could argue maybe not because maybe it is national, right? If all Rashi means is national, fine. But he says if you really take Urim V'Tumim seriously and the like, then no.
Who said that Rashi did all three then? In the very beginning, we said, listen to the three things.
Rashi says that. The question was, he mean?
Yeah, but then you...
So he thinks that it's more about national, but he says at the end of the day you don't have 600,000 in some of these, and you didn't have Urim V'Tumim. He says according to the Rambam, you would say, well, there's no Melech or Navi, right? So that's not enough to make it national. And he says, even if you don't need a melech mamish, there was no like national census. Do you want to do this? Right? And he says, in this case, he argues that it has to be all Jews of the world and not just the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he thinks that in the end of the day, these areas, because they don't really have 600,000, and... they didn't have Urim V'Tumim. He thinks they are not going to be Kadosh. But he thinks that according to Tosvos, right, where it's in the right order, then it would be it would be kadosh. Now, of course, you could come with arguments, and some people have, that no, maybe it would be kadosh, because if all these things you think are not really, you need mamish these details, but you need it to be national and the like, or you just need it to be mutter and the like, so if we fight a defensive war, so maybe it would be kadosh, but again, Avraham Soloveitchik, in the end of the day, assumes that that's not the case. But you see how these ideas can play out halacha l'maisa. You know, if you want more details, you can actually read through the article, but I get the feeling you guys don't want more details, which is chaval on you. Okay.